Good morning and welcome to this month's edition of The Score, where we play film and television soundtracks and scores. I am Margot Pelletier.
And I am Lisa Thomas.
And we are your hosts. Today we'll be listening to and discussing the soundtrack to Wes Anderson's 2007 film, The Darjeeling Limited. While director Wes Anderson is known for his uniquely quirky films, he's equally loved for his surprising and eclectic soundtracks.
At the top of the show, you heard the title music from Shoot to Jit Rai's film Jal Shashkar by composer Ustad Vilayat Khan. Khan is said to be one of the greatest Hindustani musicians of the 20th century. He was born in East Bengal, now Bangladesh, in August of 1922. Both his grandfather and his father were famed musicians, and both Vilayat and his younger brother Imrat Khan inherited their gift. When Shutujit Rai's father died in 1938, his mother, grandmother, and uncle took over his musical training to carry on the musical lineage within the family. Here's another track from Ustad Vilayat Khan's entitled Arrival in Benaras from the soundtrack to Wes Anderson's Darjeeling Limited. To give you an idea of what you're in for today as we listen, here's a portion of a review of the score to the Darjeeling Limited from James Christopher Monger. Quote, Anderson populates his tale with classic Indian art film music from celebrated director-composer Shutujit Rai to violinist-singer-composer Shankar. Adapting these previously recorded scores to the director's model of life with a near-constant soundtrack means peppering them with well-placed bursts of rock and roll, so the employment of tracks from the Rolling Stones and the Kinks should not come as a surprise, as they have long been the acts that Anderson uses to drive in the emotional nail. Toss in a little Debussy and Beethoven, Where Do You Go to My Lovely by the painfully earnest UK folky Peter Sarsted, and a dash of gospel, and then wrap it up with the 1969's international smash Les Champs-Élysées from the American expatriate French pop superstar Joe Dassin, and you've got what amounts to the usual Wes Anderson smorgasbord of hip, never will be hip, or soon to be hipper than hip soundtrack.
That's the end of the quote.
So what is the tale that Wes Anderson in Darjeeling Limited is telling? Well, three distraught brothers, the eldest Francis, played by Owen Wilson, second in line Peter, played by Adrian Brody, and the youngest Jack, played by Jason Schwartzman, unite on a luxury train called the Darjeeling Limited, shortly after their father's funeral. The train is traveling through India. Francis has suffered an accident, perhaps a self-induced one, and claims that he has died briefly, only to return to life, wanting to bond with his brothers within a spiritual journey, that he, being the eldest and a complete control freak, has planned to the nines.
The spiritual journey is really Francis's ploy to reunite himself and his brothers with their estranged mother, who instead of attending the father's funeral, fled to India to become a nun in a Christian abbey. And the mother is played by... Who is she?
Angelica
Houston. And yeah. Angelica Houston is in a lot of Wes Anderson's films and is great in all of them, but really great in this one. So if you get a chance to watch the film anytime in the coming weeks, take notice of her great performances.
Thank you.
You just heard the title music from Shutuchit Rai's film Teen Kanta, followed by Rookie's Room, Sharu's theme, and the montage from Nita Yandadatta's film Baska Badal. Boy, I'm really getting my workout linguistically today. Wow. So all of these songs were composed by Shutuchit Rai, who was an Indian Renaissance man of sorts. While he is best celebrated for his films, he was also an accomplished producer, screenwriter, music director, lyricist, and composer for many of his scores. Rai was born in 1921 in the city of Calcutta into a Bengali family prominent in the world of arts and literature and music.
Rai was introduced to Western classical music at a very early age, and his interest in Western music increased. When he was a teen, he had a very wealthy friend, and they would go to the friend's house, and the family had a very extensive Western record collection, and they'd sit around listening to it. Shatujit's music combines an Indian and Western sensibility. When he was gravely ill in 1992, Rai became the first Indian to receive an honorary Academy Award.
That was Memorial by the Narale Village Troubadour, followed by Praise Him by the Udaipur Convent School nuns and students from the 2007 film soundtrack, Darjeeling Limited.
Now, as we've said, Shutuchit Rai was best known as a filmmaker, and a lot of people didn't realize that he actually composed a lot of the scores for his own work. But it makes a lot of sense. Both his grandfathers had a lot of fame within the music realm. But what's also interesting, and I think pertains to the last two songs that we heard, was his mother and his aunt were very accomplished singers.
We have another track coming up for you from the film soundtrack that actually is introduced to us in Wes Anderson's short film, Hotel Chevalier, that precedes the Darjeeling Limited. The short was filmed 1 year prior to Anderson's feature and stars Natalie Portman and Jason Schwartzman, and really acts as the prologue to the feature. The short Hotel Chevalier was shot on location in the Parisian Hotel Raphael by a small crew and self-financed by Anderson, who initially intended it to be a standalone work.
Its first showing was at the 2007 Venice Film Festival, and then it made its debut in the U.S. at the Apple stores in four American cities. The day after its U.S. premiere, it was made available for free from the iTunes store for just 1 month. During that 1 month, it was downloaded more than 500,000 times. And Wes Anderson has said it was much like making a student film. As Lisa revealed, he financed the film completely himself. He used a very small crew of 15. The props were all from his own apartment. And the actors, Natalie Portman and Jason Schwartzman, worked on the production for free.
So here is Where Do You Go To, My Lovely, from that very sexy little short, Hotel Chevalier.
You talk like Marlena Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jarmer. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on, yes it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born tags. They try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the parts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Na, 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 na.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM and this month's edition of The Score, where today we're featuring music from the soundtrack to The Darjeeling Limited. You just heard Where Do You Go To, My Lovely by Peter Sarsted. Peter Sarsted was born in New Delhi, India in 1942. When he was five, his family relocated to Calcutta. Then amid the uncertainty and the turmoil that followed independence in 1947, the family moved again to London, England in 54. Pop music was starting to undergo a youth-oriented boom in London with the advent of the skiffle explosion, followed by the new American rock and roll, which arrived in England in 55 with the release of the song Rock Around the Clock and the movie The Blackboard Jungle.
Peter's older brother, Richard, was a natural and a highly proficient guitarist. By 1957, he had organized his own skiffle band, which included Peter and the younger brother, Clive. Peter's brother, Richard, as some of you may know, went on to become a very well-known British pop star under the name Eden Kane.
Oh,
You just heard Prayer, which was a traditional song by Jodhpur Singh Temple Congregation, followed by Farewell to Ernest from the Merchant Ivory film Householder, and lastly, The Deserted Ballroom from the Merchant Ivory film Shakespeare Wala by Shutajit Rai. Now I'm going to read an excerpt from a quote that's actually in the inside jacket cover of the CD to the soundtrack for the Darjeeling Limited that's by Wes Anderson talking about the music and how he came to know it. He said, "I do not know much about Indian music, but I love the soundtrack to Shutajit Rai's and James Ivory's movies." Then he goes on to say, "My favorite of Ivory's movies may in fact be The Householder, which has," and this is an Ivory film, "which has the gentleness and beauty of Ray's films, but is in English and is set in Delhi as opposed to West Bengal, where most of Ray's films take place. This distinction would never have occurred to me and would not have had any meaning to me whatsoever before I finally went to India 2 years ago. And I never would have been inspired to visit and work in this place if I had not loved it already through these filmmakers' work. I am very happy to have been allowed to use the music of these films, which cast such a spell over me, and I hope it will do the same for you in the new context of my film," Wes Anderson.
Yeah, and in the Darjeeling Limited, Wes Anderson does use a lot of music from films made by Merchant Ivory. Of the collaborative team that made up Merchant Ivory, Merchant, the producer, once commented, in quotes, "It is a strange marriage we have. I am an Indian Muslim, Ruth, the screenwriter, is a German Jew, and Jim," meaning James Ivory, "the director, is a Protestant American. Someone once described us as a three-headed god, but maybe they should have called us a three-headed monster." Merchant Ivory films have come to denote a particular genre of film rather than the actual production company. A typical film would be a period piece set in the early 20th century, always featuring lavish sets with genteel characters who inevitably suffer from disillusionment. And I think one can see, if you watch the movie we're discussing, the influence of this latter trait in most of Wes Anderson's films, but certainly including the Darjeeling Limited.
Thank you. got your diamond, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your cars. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood, and your father, be there with her if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Her diamonds and tiaras by the score. Now she gets her kicks in Stepney, not in Knightsbridge anymore. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now you've got some diamonds, some others, but you better watch your step, girl, or start living with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
You just heard Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 in A, performed by the Chicago Symphony, followed by Play with Fire by the Rolling Stones. Where can you hear that lineup, right, Margo?
Right. Only in a Wes Anderson
Only in a Wes Anderson film. The coupling of songs from different time periods, different cultures, and vastly different genres is typical of the scores that Wes Anderson uses in his films. And in particular in The Darjeeling Limited. It is not beyond him to go from the most classical music to rock and roll. And here's another rock and roll tune from the soundtrack.
We'll be right back.
That was Power Man by the English rock band The Kinks. The Kinks were formed in Muswell Hill, North London, by the brothers Dave and Ray Davies in 1963. They rose to fame during the mid-1960s, and they were part of the British invasion of the U.S. Originally, they actually had a different name, and in the context of that time, someone called their work Kinky and suggested that they use that as a name. And of course, the band had no interest in being called Kinky, but eventually agreed to shorten it to The Kinks.
Well, three tracks from The Kinks' 1970 album Lola vs. Power Man and The Money Go Round Part 1 received prominent placement in the Darjeeling Limited. Here is another track by The Kinks, not Kinky, from the film soundtrack entitled Strangers.
Going to
That was the title music from Merchant Ivory's film Bombay Talkie from the soundtrack to the Darjeeling Limited. We have one more track from the soundtrack coming up for you called Les Champs-Élysées by Joe Dassin. But before we go out, as always, we have some final parting thoughts here by Margot. So, Margot, what's on your mind?
Wes Anderson's playful intelligence in exercising a freedom that I can only sum up within the phrase, the world is his oyster, in choosing the songs and the composition to carry his trying but lovable brothers within the film The Darjeeling Limited on their kooky adventure to find salvation and the lost love of their mother moves the viewer from a tiny reality of a dysfunctional American family into the world at large. And that, in today's world, is not only inspiring, but apropos. Until next month, be good to yourselves, be better to your neighbors, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.
Je me baladais sur l'avenue, le cœur ouvert à l'inconnu. J'avais envie de dire bonjour à n'importe qui, et ce fut toi. Je t'ai dit n'importe quoi, il suffisait de te parler pour t'apprivoiser.
Aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie. À midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées.
Tu m'as dit, j'ai rendez-vous dans un sous-sol avec des fous qui vivent la guitare à la main du soir au matin. Alors je t'ai accompagné, on a chanté, on a dansé et l'on n'a même pas pensé à s'embrasser.
Aux Champs-Élysées, Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées.
Soir, deux inconnus, et ce matin sur l'avenue, deux amoureux tout étourdis par la longue nuit. Et de l'étoile à la concorde, un orchestre a mis le corps, tous les oiseaux du point du jour chantent l'amour.
Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit. Il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées. Aux Champs-Élysées. Aux Champs-Élysées. Au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit. Il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées. Aux Champs-Élysées.